Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z, first name Alejandro, A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-O, date of birth February 27, 1983, date of evaluation June 28, 2022, referring physician Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 39-year-old male seen preoperatively. The HBI, the patient is a 39-year-old male who stated that he had noted a popping sensation while at work in February of 2020, period. The symptom involved his knee, period. He was evaluated at a workers' comp clinic, period. He then underwent MRI and was found to have torn meniscus, period. He stated that he has history of right ACL dating to 2016, period. He further reports injury in 2020, period. He has continued with mild, moderate pain involving the knee, period. He had been treated conservatively to include icing with minimal improvement, period. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Strudwick, and it was felt that he would require right knee partial medial meniscectomy chondroplasty, period. The patient is now seen preoperatively where he denies any symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. He has had no palpitations, period. The past medical history includes 1, diabetes, 2, otherwise unremarkable. Past surgical history includes that of the prior right knee surgery. Medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams 1 BID, Jardiance 25 milligrams 1 daily, lisinopril 10 milligrams 1 daily, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligram twice weekly, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history unremarkable, social history, he notes cigarette smoking but denies drugs or alcohol. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight gain, HEENT. He has impaired vision and wears glasses. Otherwise unremarkable. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 105/74, pulse of 89, respiratory rate of 20, height 69 inches, weight 187.2. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable except for moderate severe tenderness of the right knee, period. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 70 beats per minute with non-specific ST elevation in the inferior lead. D. Impression. This is a 39-year-old male who previously worked as a truck mechanic and twisted his right knee when his knee got stuck in between the cab and the front tire on the date of entry. Period. He had MRI, which revealed a medial meniscal tear, and he underwent an operative procedure at Alpine Orthopedics in Stockton for a partial medial meniscectomy. Period. He had continued to have locking, popping, and swelling symptoms postoperatively, and a postoperative MRI was done, which revealed a persistent tear in the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. Period. This was felt to be a complex medial meniscal tear. Period. A subsequent partial meniscectomy was scheduled, but the patient was noted to have elevated A1C. Period. The patient has continued with occasional swelling and pain. Period. He has history of a prior ACL reconstruction dating to 2014. And stated that he had no issues with his knee from 2014 to 2020, period. Data review, MRI from November 3, 2020 demonstrates a complex tear of the posterior horn of the medial meniscus. The impression / recommendation, patient is noted to have diabetes, period. Hemoglobin A1C is pending at the time of this evaluation, period. He is relatively young, period. Despite the same, the mild ST elevation in leads 3 and AVF are somewhat suspicious, period. Recommendation, he should have nuclear scintigraphy and possible echo prior to his procedure, given his abnormal EKG. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.